written by Jacqueline Harvey and read by Jacqueline Harvey. Anna Gray ran the brush through her daughter's unruly blonde locks, snagging it on yet another tangle. "Ow!" Kenzie yelped. "Mum, you know you can stop any time you like." Undeterred, Anna tugged at the knot, eventually wrenching it free. She frowned at the girl in the mirror. "Darling, you have such beautiful hair. If only you'd look after it at least a little bit." "It's just hair, Mum. Everyone has it," Kenzie replied. "Except Fitz," Max quipped as he walked into the room and sat down on the edge of the freestanding bath. "True," Kenzie chuckled. "Actually, I think I'd quite like to be bald. It would make life so much easier. No more washing and drying and brushing and styling." Max and his mother grinned at one another. "Are you talking about yourself?" Max said, dodging a swipe from his sister. "Because you hardly ever wash your hair, and you definitely never dry it unless Fitz or Mum stands over you. As for the brushing and styling, bird's nest." Kenzie's mouth fell open. "Unlike you, who uses a bucket of product to make sure there's not a hair out of place." She rolled her eyes. "Let's face it, Max, some of us are vain and some of us are not, and I know which category you fall into." "That's quite enough, you two," Anna said. "It's been lovely having the past 2 weeks together with barely a crossword. Let's not spoil it now, right before we're all faced with the stresses of the real world again." She put the brush on the marble countertop and leaned down to give Kenzie a hug. "Thanks, Mum," Kenzie replied, then poked her tongue out at her brother. The twins were excited about heading back to Central London Free School in the morning, although there was the small issue of their first Pharos review, which was taking place in a couple of weeks. It was Song who'd reminded them that they had better start preparing for it. He and Fitz had been dispatched to London from Alexandria too, to take care of the family, although Fitz was spending a lot of time out on mysterious business that he was not at liberty to discuss. "Hello," Ed called from the entrance hall. "Anyone fancy a trip round the block?" "Yes, please," Kenzie jumped up and charged off into her bedroom. "Grab your coats and scarves," Anna called after her. She scraped her shoulder-length brunette hair into a ponytail and dug a cylinder of lip balm from her jeans pocket. Max lingered behind for a moment. "Have you ever worn makeup, Mum?" "Why do you ask?" She looked at the boy. "Do you think I need it?" "No, of course not. But Granny Cordelia is always in full war paint, and Grandma is never without lipstick and mascara," Max said. "I just thought maybe you'd like to." Anna paused for a moment. "I used to. There was nothing I loved more than trying all the latest products. I remember there was a craze on matte lipsticks. I must have looked like a ghoul, but I thought it was very stylish at the time."